Chapter 2, Remez, the hinted meaning of Exodus chapter 1, unveiling the hidden layers. In the Hebraic tradition, the remez, the hinted meaning, beckons us beyond the surface of Scripture to discern the whispers of deeper truths embedded within its words. Like a desert wind carrying faint echoes of a distant song, the remez reveals connections that tie the present text to the past and future, unveiling a divine design that transcends time. For ancient Israelites, these hints were not abstract curiosities, but living signposts, illuminating their identity and Yahweh's covenantal relationship with them. Exodus chapter 1, with its account of Israel's multiplication, Pharaoh's oppression, and the midwife's quiet defiance, brims with such hinted meanings. Through the remez, we uncover more than a historical record. We encounter a cosmic narrative where human events mirror divine patterns, and every detail points to Yahweh's unchanging will. This chapter embarks on an expansive exploration of these layers, organized into three key sections. Israel's growth, chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. A new creation echoing Genesis and Abraham's promise. Pharaoh's oppression, chapter 1, verses 8 to 14. A clash of kingdoms foreshadowing eternal struggles. The midwife's defiance, chapter 1, verses 15 to 22. A prelude to redemption, prefiguring deliverers. With hearts attuned to the subtle rhythms of Scripture, let us peel back the veil and listen for Yahweh's voice in the hints of Exodus chapter 1. Section 1. Israel's growth. Exodus chapter 1 verses 1 to 7. A new creation in a foreign land. A deliberate echo, the Genesis connection. The opening verses of Exodus chapter 1 are no mere introduction. They are a resounding echo of Genesis, crafted to signal a new chapter in Yahweh's creative work. The list of Jacob's sons, the number 70, and the language of fruitfulness weave a tapestry that hints at beginnings of the world, of humanity, and of a chosen people. The 70 souls. The text begins by naming the sons of Jacob who entered Egypt, totaling 70 persons, Exodus chapter 1, verse 5. On the surface, this number signifies completeness, but the remez unveils a deeper link to Genesis chapter 10, where 70 nations emerge from Noah's sons. Israel, as 70 souls, becomes a microcosm of humanity, a seed planted in Egypt to fulfill Yahweh's promise to Abraham. In you all the families of the earth shall be blessed, Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. Ancient Israelites would have seen their origins as intertwined with the destiny of the nations, a hint of their universal calling, fruitful and multiplied. The phrase, the Israelites were fruitful and multiplied greatly. Para vayarbu, puru vayirbzu. Mirrors the creation mandate given to Adam and Eve. Be fruitful and multiply. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. This linguistic parallel casts Israel's growth as a divine act, a second creation unfolding in the shadow of Egypt's pyramids. Just as Yahweh breathed life into the void, he now fills a foreign land with his covenant people, hinting at his power to renew and restore. Filling the land, the declaration the land was filled with them, Vayimaleu et ha'aretz, Vayimul et tu ata ha'aretz, recalls the filling of the earth in Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 and the repopulation post-flood in Genesis chapter 9 verse 1. In the remez, this portrays Israel as a new humanity, embodying Yahweh's blessing amidst exile. The verb male, meh, to fill, suggests abundance overflowing boundaries, a subtle promise that Yahweh's presence will permeate even the narrow places of Mitzrayim. Abraham's legacy reborn. Israel's rapid increase also harkens back to Yahweh's covenant with Abraham. I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven. Genesis chapter 15 verse 5. The Remez deepens this by recalling Abraham's context, his barrenness and faith against impossibility. In Egypt, a land of constriction, Israel's proliferation hints at Yahweh's ability to transform scarcity into abundance, a theme resonant with Abraham's trust. The text's rare phrasing, they became exceedingly numerous, Vayatzmu b'me'od mesad, Vayasatzmui b'me'ovd mehod, doubles the adverb mesad. Mesad vary, an emphasis unique to this passage, and Genesis chapter 17 verse 2, where Yahweh vows to multiply you exceedingly. Harba arbe, halbufa arba. This linguistic bridge underscores that Israel's growth is the direct fruit of that ancient promise, a living testament to Yahweh's fidelity. A broader canvas, hints of cosmic renewal. Beyond Genesis, the Remez connects Israel's expansion to the Tanakh's wider narrative of renewal. Noah's renewal, just as Noah's family of eight repopulated a cleansed earth, Genesis chapter 9 verse 1, Israel's 70 souls hint at a fresh start in Egypt, a precursor to their role as Yahweh's light amidst nations. Isaac's wells. Isaac's flourishing in a hostile land, Genesis chapter 26 verses 12 through 22, prefigures Israel's growth under pressure, suggesting that Yahweh prospers his people even in adversity. For ancient Israelites, these hints affirmed that their multiplication was no accident but a divine orchestration, preparing them for their destiny as a kingdom of priests and a holy nation, Exodus chapter 19 verse 6. Egypt becomes a womb, birthing a people through whom Yahweh will reveal himself to the world. Section 2. Pharaoh's oppression. Exodus chapter 1, verses 8 through 14. The clash of kingdoms. The new king, archetype of rebellion. The rise of a new king who did not know Joseph. Exodus chapter 1, verse 8. Marks a turning point, but the Remez casts him as more than a historical figure. He is a symbol of human defiance against Yahweh's order. His ignorance of Joseph, who once saved Egypt, hints at a deliberate rejection of Yahweh's past acts, setting the stage for a timeless conflict. Echoes of Babel. Pharaoh's fear, lest they multiply and join our enemies. Exodus chapter 1 verse 10. Parallels the builders of Babel, who sought to unify and fortify against dispersion. Genesis chapter 11 verse 4. His plan to deal shrewdly, nitchakema, reflects their hubris, a human wisdom that pales before Yahweh's. The Remez suggests that, like Babel, Pharaoh's schemes will scatter rather than secure. Foreshadowing tyrants. This king prefigures later oppressors. Balak, who dreads Israel's numbers, Numbers chapter 22 verse 3, and Haman, who plots their annihilation, Esther chapter 3 verses 8 and 9. Ancient Israelites would have recognized a pattern. Earthly powers rise against Yahweh's people, only to fall before his might. The paradox of affliction. The text's irony, the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied. Ka'asher ya'anu otam, ken yirbeh, kafshon ri'anu etoy ken irbeha, reveals a divine principle. Yahweh's blessing thrives in hardship. This hints at earlier stories and foreshadows future triumphs. Joseph's triumph. Joseph's suffering. Sold into slavery, imprisoned, leads to exaltation. Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. Israel's growth under oppression mirrors this, suggesting that affliction refines Yahweh's purposes. Abraham's prophecy, Genesis chapter 15 verses 13 and 14 foretells 400 years of enslavement, followed by redemption. The Remez ties Pharaoh's cruelty to this timeline, reassuring ancient Israelites that their pain is part of a redemptive arc. The Hebrew parek, poroch, harsh labor, appears only here and in Leviticus chapter 25 verses 43, 46, and 53, where it denotes forbidden oppression of kin. This subtle link hints that Pharaoh transgresses Yahweh's future law, positioning him as an enemy of divine justice even before Sinai. Storage cities, monuments of futility. The building of Pithom and Ramses, storage cities. Harei miskenot, arefi miskenoti, carries allegorical weight. These structures symbolize Egypt's fixation on control and wealth, contrasting with Yahweh's provision. Manna given daily, not hoarded. Exodus chapter 16, verse 4. For ancient Israelites, they hinted at the transience of human power, soon to crumble before Yahweh's plagues. Connection to Solomon. The term miskenot echoes 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 19, where Solomon builds storage cities, suggesting a fleeting parallel. Human kingdoms rise and fall, but Yahweh's endures. Cosmic hint. Egypt's reliance on stored grain contrasts with Yahweh's sovereignty over nature, foreshadowing the plagues that will undo Pharaoh's might. Section 3. The Midwives' Defiance. Exodus chapter 1 verses 15 through 22. A prelude to redemption. Shiphrah and Puah. Beacons of courage. The midwives Shiphrah, beauty, and Puah, splendor, shine as moral luminaries, their brief mention belied by their profound impact. In the Remez, they prefigure deliverers who defy tyranny to preserve life. Moses' salvation. By sparing the male infants, they ensure Moses' birth. Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, hinting at their role as unsung heroes of Israel's deliverance. Echoes of heroines. Their bravery recalls Rahab, who shelters spies, Joshua chapter 2, verses 4 through 6, and Esther, who risks all for her people, Esther chapter 4, verse 16. Ancient Israelites would have seen them as exemplars of faith trumping fear, the fear of Yahweh, a guiding light. The phrase "the midwives feared Yahweh," Vatirena hamialdot et ha'elohim, Vatirfan hasmialdot et ha'hogalohim, anchors their defiance in Yira, Yiro, fear, awe, a recurring theme. Abraham and Joseph. Abraham's fear proves his faith, Genesis chapter 22 verse 12, and Joseph sustains his integrity, Genesis chapter 42 verse 18. The midwives' Yira aligns them with this lineage. Proverbs wisdom. Their discernment reflects the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7, a hint that true wisdom flows from reverence. In opposing Pharaoh's death decree, they side with Yahweh's life-giving nature, foreshadowing the Exodus as a victory over chaos. Houses of legacy. What is Yahweh's reward for them? He established households for them. Bayas lahem batim, vayatzas lahazem batisim, hints at enduring impact. A house in Scripture often denotes a dynasty, such as 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 11, suggesting their faithfulness blesses generations. Ruth's parallel. Like Ruth, rewarded for loyalty, Ruth chapter 4 verse 11, the midwives' legacy endures through their obedience. Priestly hint. Some see their houses as priestly lines, linking them to Israel's future worship. A speculative yet evocative connection. The Nile, chaos contested. Pharaoh's order to drown infants in the Nile, perverts a life source into a grave, echoing the chaos waters. Tehom. Tehom. Of Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. The Remez casts this as a cosmic clash. Noah's Ark. Moses' rescue in a Teva. Exodus chapter 2, verse 3, recalls Noah's preservation, hinting at a new beginning. Plagues foreshadowed. The Nile, an Egyptian deity, will turn to blood. Exodus chapter 7, verse 17, signaling Yahuwah's dominion over false gods. A symphony of hints. The Remez transforms Exodus chapter 1 into a divine symphony, where Israel's growth, Pharaoh's resistance, and the midwife's faith harmonize to reveal Yahweh's purposes. It whispers of creation reborn, kingdoms overturned, and redemption kindled, truths that ancient Israelites would have cherished as they awaited deliverance. As we step from these hints, the text invites us deeper, promising further revelations of Yahweh's boundless faithfulness. And this is the end of chapter 2.